I'm Ken Bader, and this is The World. President-elect Barack Obama is moving fast to assemble his economic team. Today, Obama named two more members of that team. He did so at his second news conference in as many days. The president-elect is trying to stay ahead of the economic crisis, but the economic challenges keep on piling up, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Today brought more evidence that the economy is not doing well. The Commerce Department released numbers on consumer spending for the third quarter that showed Americans cutting back by 3.7% compared to the previous quarter. That's the most since 1980. The White House called the news troubling. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said it's part of the reason why he was announcing today that the government is prepared to use up to $800 billion to buy mortgage-related securities and unfreeze consumer loans. Paulson was asked if this means the original $700 billion bailout package from Congress was not working. He said there's no magic bullet for the current economic situation, but he said things would be much worse if that package had never been authorized.
This was not a surprise to us because we saw it happening. And I know it's a hard sell to tell people if you hadn't done this, it would be worse. But this is the fact is it would be much worse if we hadn't done it. And the fact is we now have the tools and the capacity to stabilize the system and work to get credit flowing again. And it will take a while to do that.
Paulson said U.S. officials are coordinating their moves with finance ministers around the world, and they're working closely with Barack Obama's transition team. The president-elect held a news conference today in Chicago. Without going into detail, Obama said his economic advisors will be balancing the need for swift action and budgetary oversight.
One of the concerns that people may have is you've got this large stimulus package that the new president is proposing and members of Congress are talking about. Is this going to be more of the same when it comes to Washington spending? And the answer, I want to be very clear, is no. We are going to have to jumpstart the economy. And there's consensus that that requires a bold plan to make the investments in the future. But we have to make sure that those investments are wise.
As he said before, Obama said there's only one president at a time, and until January 20th, that president is George W. Bush. But he said his incoming administration has a mandate for change during these extraordinary times.
One of the things I'm very pleased about is I think that we're already seeing bipartisan accolades for the budget team that I'm putting together because they recognize these are serious guys who are going to be honest about the budget challenges that we face. That's the kind of approach that I want. That's what I think the American people are looking for.
It's also what global markets are looking for. Economist Stephen S. Cohen of the University of California at Berkeley says world leaders and their finance ministers are watching Obama closely. And what they're hoping to hear is that the incoming U.S. administration is planning bold and intelligent action to revive the American economy.
The statements he's made and the people he's appointed point to an understanding of the severity of this problem, that it's not business as usual, that you're dealing with a catastrophic situation, and truly emergency measures are called for.
Obama's transition team announced that the president-elect will hold another news conference tomorrow to discuss the economy. That would be his third in 3 days. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.